Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamre by Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches, the fourth parak, Echad Dinim Amonos. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. This daf primarily discusses the creation of Adam Rishon. So it was taught in the Braisa that Adam was created on Erev Shabbos, meaning the last, and provides four reasons. Number one, so that heretics should not say, Shutev Hayolo Lakosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Breishis. Lakosh Baruch Hu had a partner, meaning Adam, in creating the world. Number two, so that if man should become haughty, one could say to him, Yatush Kadamcha B'maisa Breishis. Even a gnat preceded you in the creation of the world. Number three, Sheikhanas Mitzvah Miyad, so that he should immediately enter for fulfilling a mitzvah, meaning Shabbos. And the fourth reason, Kadei Sheikhanas Lasuda Miyad, so that he should immediately enter the banquet, meaning the completed world. This is analogous to a human king who built a palace, decorated it, prepared a banquet, and only then invited guests. Point number two, Rav said, Adam Rishon Masofa Olam Ad Sofa Haya. Adam Rishon reached from one end of the world to the other, based on a pasuk, but Kevin Shasarach, once he sinned, Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yado Olav Miyato, Hashem placed his hand upon him and reduced him. As the pasuk says, Achor Vakem Tzartani V'tashas Lai Kapecha, back in front you formed me, referring to Adam and Chava's creation, and you placed your palm on me. Rabbi Elazar says he was created mina arz adgo rekia, from the ground to the sky, and the Gemara explains that these two distances are equal. Reish Lakish explains that when the pasuk mentions Sefer Toldos Adam, the book of the generations of Adam, it teaches Shehare HaKadosh Baruch Hu dor dor v'dorshav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him each successive generation and its people who darshan the Torah, dor dor v'chachamav, each successive generation and its sages. When he reached Rabbi Kiva's generation, Samach Basaraso Vinisatse Bimisaso, he rejoiced in his Torah and was saddened over his death. Adam declared, Veli ma yakru re'echo kel, and to me, how exalted are your thoughts, Hashem. And point number three, in a Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Havishakud lumo Torah, be diligent in studying Torah, but da mashatashi v'apikoros, and know what to answer a heretic. Rabbi Yochanan says one must only respond to a pagan heretic, but one should not debate a Jewish heretic because kol shekin, all the more so, he'll become more heretical. Rabbi Yochanan said, kol makon shupakru haminim tshuvasam bitzidan, wherever the heretics have supported their heresies from psukim, the response is written nearby. He proceeds to give numerous examples of psukim referring to Hashem in the plural, allowing for the heretical claim that there are multiple powers. But nearby, Hashem is described in the singular, disproving their claim. For example, the pasuk says, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu, let us make a man in our image, in plural. But nearby it says, V'yivra Elohim Asa Adam Bitzalmo, Hashem created man in his image, in singular. Yochanan then explains why the Torah uses the plural form. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osu Davar, Hashem does not do anything El Imken Nimach B'Pamalya Shamala, unless he first consults with his heavenly court. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a Braisa states that Adam was created on Erev Shabbos, meaning the last, and provides four reasons. Number one, so that heretics should not say, Shutev Hayolo HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Breishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a partner, meaning Adam, in creating the world. Number two, so that if man should become haughty, one could say to him, Yatush Kadamcha B'maisa Breishis. Even a gnat preceded you in the creation of the world. Number three, Sheikhanas Mitzvah Miyad, so that he should immediately enter for fulfilling a mitzvah, meaning Shabbos. And the fourth reason, Kadei Sheikhanas Lasuda Miyad, so that he should immediately enter the banquet, meaning the completed world. This is analogous to a human king who built a palace, decorated it, prepared a banquet, and only then invited guests. Point number two, Rav said, Adam Rishon Masofa Olam Ad Sofa Haya. Adam Rishon reached from one end of the world to the other, based on a pasuk, but Kevin Shasarach, once he sinned, Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yado Olav Miyato, Hashem placed his hand upon him and reduced him. As the pasuk says, Achor Vakem Tzartani V'tashas Lai Kapecha, back in front you formed me, referring to Adam and Chava's creation, and you placed your palm on me. Rabbi Elazar says he was created mina arz adgo rekia, from the ground to the sky, and the Gemara explains that these two distances are equal. Reish Lakish explains that when the pasuk mentions Sefer Toldos Adam, the book of the generations of Adam, it teaches Shehare HaKadosh Baruch Hu dor dor v'dorshav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him each successive generation and its people who darshan the Torah, dor dor v'chachamav, each successive generation and its sages. When he reached Rabbi Kiva's generation, Samach Basaraso Vinisatse Bimisaso, he rejoiced in his Torah and was saddened over his death. Adam declared, Veli ma yakru re'echo kel, and to me, how exalted are your thoughts, Hashem. And point number three, in a Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Have yishakud lumo Torah, be diligent in studying Torah, but da masha tashiv rapikoros, and know what to answer a heretic." Rabbi Yochanan says one must only respond to a pagan heretic, but one should not debate a Jewish heretic because kol shekin, all the more so, he'll become more heretical. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol makon shupakru haminim tshuvasim bitzidan." Wherever the heretics have supported their heresies from psukim, the response is written nearby. He proceeds to give numerous examples of psukim referring to Hashem in the plural, allowing for the heretical claim that there are multiple powers. But nearby, Hashem is described in the singular, disproving their claim. For example, the pasuk says, "Nasa adam b'tzalmenu," let us make a man in our image, in plural. But nearby it says, "V'yivra elokim asa adam b'tzalmo," Hashem created man in his image, in singular. Rabbi Yochanan then explains why the Torah uses the plural form. Enakosh Baruch Hu Osu Davar, Hashem does not do anything El Imken Nimach B'Pamalya Shamala, unless he first consults with his heavenly court. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Ches, and our standard Siman relates to a Davar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the Siman to make it more distinct. So here goes. The man who arose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, where one explained why after one pasuk says B'tzalmenu, another pasuk says B'tzalmo. Once again, slow motion. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, that must be on Daf Lamed Ches, a Davar Lach, a liquid. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, which reminds us, a Braisa states that Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos, meaning last, and provides four reasons, the fourth one being, Kedei Sheichanas L'Suda Miyad, so that he should immediately enter the banquet, meaning the completed world. This is analogous to a human king who built a palace, decorated it, prepared a banquet, and only then invited guests. So the man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Adam's original size, either that he extended from one end of the world to the other or from the ground to the rekia before he was diminished after the chait. Reish Lakish explains that when the pasuk mentions Sefer Toldos Adam, the book of the generations of Adam, it teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him each successive generation and its people who darshan the Torah, each successive generation and its sages. When he reached Rabbi Akiva's generation, he rejoiced in his Torah but was saddened over his death. Adam declared, "And to me, how exalted are your thoughts, Hashem." So the man who arose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, where one explained why after one pasuk says B'Tzalmenu, another pasuk says B'Tzalmo, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol makon shepakru haminim tshuvasim bitzidan." Wherever the heretics have supported their heresies from psukim, the response is written right nearby. He proceeds to give numerous examples of psukim referring to Hashem in the plural, allowing for the heretical claim that there are multiple powers. But nearby, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in the singular, disproving their claim. For example, the pasuk says, "Nasa adam b'tzalmenu," let us make a man in our image, in plural, but nearby it says, "V'yivra elokim asa adam b'tzalmo," Hashem created man in his image, in singular. Rabbi Yochanan then explains why the Torah uses the plural form, "En HaKadosh Baruch Hu osu davar," HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do anything, "El imken nimach b'pamalya shamala," unless he first consults with his heavenly court. So once again, the man who arose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, where one explained why after one pasuk says B'Tzalmenu, another pasuk says B'Tzalmo. All right, now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed Daled. So the Simur Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The judge who was climbing a ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Daled. The judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din, which reminds us, one who is Melamed Zchus can revert to be Melamed Chove at the Gemar Din. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, which reminds us, two judges who give the same reason based on different psukim are counted as one. Abai explains that the pasuk Achaz Dibre Elokim Shtaim Zo Shemati, one thing Hashem has spoken, but these two I have heard, teaches Mikra Echot Yotzu L'Kama Tamim. One pasuk can impart many teachings, Bein Tam Echot Yotzu M'Kama Mikros, but one teaching cannot be imparted from many psukim. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gmar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, and heard them all being told to hurry because, unlike a monetary case, Din and Nefashos must be finalized by day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas, if Din and Mamonis must be concluded at night. Din and Nefashos are tried and concluded only by day, based on the Pasuk, V'hoka Asam Hashem Neged Hashemesh, and hang them before Hashem against the sun. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing La La La. So here goes. The judge conducting the children's choir, that must learn Daf Lamed Hey. La La La. The judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, which reminds us, Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos because of the Halanas Din requirement, the requirement to delay the judgment overnight. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a Mace Mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why bearing a Mace Mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos, despite a Kal Vachomer that it should. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a Mace Mitzvah, while another boy behind bars waiting to be executed sang the Lo Savaru Esh B'kol Moshvosechem stanza as a solo. Which reminds us that we learned that the source that Mises Basin is not carried on Shabbos is learned from the Pasuk Lo Savaru Esh B'kol Moshvosechem, you shall not kindle a fire in all your dwellings. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The great rabbi holding two large lulavim, that must be learned Daf Lamed Vav, Lulav. The great rabbi holding two large Lulavim representing Tor Ugedula B'Makom Echad, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Miyamos Moshe Ad Rebbe, from the days of Moshe until Rebbe, Lomat Sinu Tor Ugedula B'Makom Echad, we do not find preeminence of Torah and authority over Klal Yisrael in one person. Only Moshe and Rebbe were the greatest in Torah and also the leaders of their respective generations. After deflecting several challenges, the Gemara concedes that there were others who were the greatest in both areas at once, such as Shaul after Shmuel's passing, but we are referring to those who are greatest, Kulei Shnei, all of their years. So, the great rabbi holding two lulavim representing Torah Gedula, but Makom Echad, judged on a Beis Din together with his Talmud holding a small lulav, although their votes only counted as one, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that although regarding cases of Tumah and Tahara, which do not require a Beis Din, the opinions of a father and son or Rebbe and a Talmud are counted as two separate views when voting in a dispute, but for Dinim Amonos, Dinim Nefashos, and other functions of Beis Din, Ein Monin L'Hen El Echad, we count them only as one view. So the great rabbi holding two large ulavim representing Tor Ugedula, but Malcolm Echad, judged on a Beis Din together with his Talmud holding a small ulav, although their votes only counted as one, along with the other dayanim who all had white plastic ulavim placed in front of them to indicate they had no mum in their yichus, which reminds us, Rav Yosef taught a braisa, Kashem Shem Beis Din Menukim Betzedek, just as Beis Din must be pure in righteousness, Kach Menukim Mekomum, they must also be pure from any blemish in yichus. After the first suggested sources are challenged, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak concludes with a pasuk from Yisro's advice to Moshe to appoint judges, Menasu Itach, they shall bear with you the burden. The word Itach teaches they should be similar to you without any imperfection of yichus. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The Reikanin laser tag players, laser tag, that must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. The Reikanin laser tag players disguised as Rimonim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish quoted a source, Kapach HaRimon Rakasech, Darshan as Afil Reikanin Shabach Molein Mitzvahs Karimon, even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. So the Reikanin laser tag players disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Lafikach Nivra Adam Yechidi, therefore a man was created as a single being, to teach you that whoever destroys a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he destroyed an entire world. V'kol Makayim Nefesh Achas Yisrael, and whoever sustains a single life from Yisrael, Malav Akasav Ki Lakayim O Malay, the Torah considers him as if he sustained an entire world. After adding other reasons man was created as a single being, the Mishnah concludes, Lafikach kol echad ve'echad chayv lomar bishvili nivra olam. Therefore, every single person is obligated to say, the world was created for my sake. So there were cunning laser tag players, disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, were shocked when the man exited a house with a bloody laser gun, leaving behind a bloody victim, and was zapped by a laser shaped like a snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach witnessed an event where he saw a person chase someone into a ruin, and he found his sword in the pursuer's hand, dripping with his blood, and the victim dying. And he told the pursuer, Russia, who killed this person? Either I or you, but what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? It's only circumstantial evidence. Hayodei machshavos yiparo ma'osa ish shaharagas chavero. May the one who knows man's thoughts punish that man who killed his fellow. A snake immediately bit the murderer, and he died. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the women in an opinion in Dina Mamona's cases cannot be reversed if the judge took the money from one litigant and gave it to the other? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number two, which Daf does Gemara discuss Adam Rishon's original size that he reached up to the Rekia, according to one opinion, and that he saw future generations of Darshanim? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number three, which of the one that anyone may judge Dini Mamonos cases, but Dini Nefashos require Dayanim who have pure Yichus? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number four, which Daf do we learn how Dini Nefashos cases are open L'schus? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number five, which Daf do we have four reasons given as to why Adam Rishon was created Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number six, which of the one that even the Reikanim, the empty ones among Klal Yisrael, are full of mitzvahs like a Rimon? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number seven, which of the one why bearing a mace mitzvah is not Doche Shabbos despite a Kal Vachomer that it should? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number eight, which of the one that wherever Apikorsim support their heresies based on Psukim, the response is in a Pasuk nearby? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you know that Drisha and Chakir were rabbinically waived for Dini Mamonos cases, Sholotino Delos Bifnei Loving? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you know about the incident of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach discovering an apparent murderer who ended up getting bitten by a snake? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.